Dave, love this one. Can you have a go at this for us? Paul Manklow says, when fish are transported in cars, do they experience G-forces? What do you think?
It's a great question. G-forces are essentially centrifugal forces. When you go around a corner in a car, centrifugal force is there because if you your natural tendency, because you have mass, is going a straight line to make you go in a corner, you've got to apply a force, and you feel that force a bit like gravity is pointing in a different direction. Fish will certainly feel the same centrifugal forces, but will
just
it
for clarity
them?
Here, he does mean a fish in a bowl of water, I think, in a car.
Or okay, a fish lying dead in the car won't notice it. Will feel exactly what you feel in a bowl of water. The fish will feel the same centrifugal forces, but they are surrounded by water, and the fish has got a slip swim back bladder, which it automatically adjusts so it is neutrally buoyant. So as it goes around the corner, the water also feels the same centrifugal forces, so the upthrust will increase exactly the same amount as the fish's weight will increase, so the fish shouldn't notice anything at all apart from a slight change in pressure.
So the fish shouldn't be flung out towards the side of its bowl then, if you were, say, going round a corner?
The water might be, but if the bowl was completely full of water, then the fish wouldn't be net.
Still bob around in the middle.
Yeah, if you have a helium balloon, it will actually move in the opposite direction because it's less dense in air, so the air gets thrown out and the helium gets pushed in the other direction.
Terrific. Thank you, Dave. And actually, we did that as a kitchen science. So if you go to nakedscientist.com/kitchen science, you'll find that. Dave did do the experiment, starting and stopping with a helium balloon bobbing around inside his car. And it's very, very striking. You put your foot on the brake, expect it to go cannoning to the front, and it doesn't.